when the Lord came, we mentioned that he came in the reality that he was king, but he was not received as king. I was thinking of there was a token gestures in that last week when he rode into Jerusalem. There was an acknowledgement of him by the crowd who threw their garments before him and said praises to his name. But the Lord was not here to establish his kingdom in a literal sense in that way. So when we think of his kingship, this is something more future, is it not? We could see Pilate putting on the cross. Here is Jesus, the King of the Jews. But this was done in derision. This was done to mock the nation of Israel. But really, his kingship is something in the future. We don't say the Lord is king of the assembly, or he is king of the church, or expressions like that. He's the head of the church, and he is the Lord, and we recognize his authority in that way. And yet, he's king in our hearts as individuals, as we acknowledge his authority in our lives. And we establish the moral aspects of the kingdom right now, even though the Lord isn't reigning visibly over this earth. But we look forward to the time that he will reign publicly. And we had earlier Melchizedek, because there's two features of the Lord's future reign which this earth hasn't seen. One is righteousness, and the other is peace. And that will take place on this earth when the Lord returns and reigns as King of Kings and Lord of Lords at that moment. Not until then. And so all the rulers up till now will fail. The future rulers will fail until the Lord comes. Then we'll have the one that can reign in righteousness, and also there will be peace on this earth. So it's important, too, to recognize this expression, king, and how we would say it as New Testament believers, part of the church. We wouldn't say, it's important not to suggest that he's king of the church or king of the assembly. These expressions really are not correct to say that.
In our Wednesday evening study of Romans, we're in Romans 13, the Lord is instructing the saints to give acknowledgement and respect to those who are in authority, kings, presidents, and so on. Why? Just because of their position? Well, maybe so. But we learn that it is God who appointed them to that position. Whether good or bad, it is the Lord who put them in that position. So it's really God's doing that they're even there. And they're there really for to maintain peace of some sort in their land, or order. And that is a good thing. So kings are necessary amongst men, it seems. Just for that, for order in the land amongst the people, or peace. Otherwise, what's the sense? What's the sense of having a president, or a benevolent despot of some sort? But God recognizes the need, and like was said, provided Moses in his day for his people. And as was also said, has there ever been peace? Sin has wreaked havoc on earth. And we all see and hear the results of that every day. Where are those persons responsible for peace? There will be no peace until the Lord, as was mentioned, sets his foot on earth and claims that title as king. But it's good to know that he's prophesied as king. Otherwise, what difference? No. God had in mind all along, and he said that, I remember in the incident of Israel wanting a king, God told Samuel, they haven't rejected you, they've rejected me. Mm-hmm. God was their king. And they wanted someone like the kings of the nations. Well, God answered them according to their desire with Saul. But there came one after Saul who was in answer to the Lord's heart and mind, and that was David. And and what I enjoyed in our Sunday school class, we were reading 2 Samuel, David comes into power. David is champion for his people. I love that. Starts with Goliath. And it seems from that moment, after Saul was finally taken out of the way, God championed, or David championed himself for the people, not for his own fame. Because he identified with the Israelites. So much so that he would dance before the ark coming back into the land of Israel in praise to God and make himself in the eyes of Michal vile before the people. But he was with the people praising God. And what's neat is that thought of David bringing the ark of God into Israel as king, he's blending two things, the priesthood and the kingship. So what Brother Alfred said, it's precious when there is a king that champions the things of God, that can bring peace into the land and to the land. And that's, you know, David's a good example of that. Not perfect, but a good example of that. And the Lord Jesus is a greater a perfection of that.
When will the Lord put his feet on the earth and claim his kingship? Before tribulation or after?